This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up whatever you want to talk about on this live Saturday show. Of course, it's like that every day. We do it live 7 nights per week.
We do it live.
At night Eastern time. It's again 7 to 10 Eastern here on Free Talk Live with you. It's Ian.
People's not there.
In all six eyes.
Don't forget you can join us online.
As long as you're not part of the Five Eyes program.
I've been doing this every time we come back
from
break, hoping you would do that. And with you tonight, it's so I can say old six eyes, and you haven't done it until just now, so I finally get to use it. For those listening and not watching, I'm wearing reading glasses, but behind them, somehow, I've managed to work in my shades, and then I, of course, have eyes, so like that would be six eyes instead of four eyes.
That's pretty cool, man.
I invented my own bifocals.
I wouldn't use that descriptor. I think you started with cool and then like put nerdy on top of it, and that somehow makes it way worse than just the nerdy would have been.
Okay.
I think it's cool looking. I'll give it to you.
I don't think it's cool looking at all, but it is effective. If the sun were out and I needed to read, like, you know, the ingredients on a package printed really small, I could do it with this particular setup.
I always give points to people willing to wear sunglasses inside. I mean, you know.
I wear my sunglasses at night. It used to be, like, required stage wear. Like, I almost couldn't go on stage without wearing the shades. But then...
Doesn't it make it harder to play?
Well, it depends on your level of intoxication, I guess.
Okay. I mean, if you know it, you know it.
But then what happens is you know, some light guy or something happens, like, during the set that you're playing, and, like, all the lights go down, and then you got to just... play by feel. And you're like,
that's how you know you're a pro, right? Hey, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. We do have a social media platform. We run the thing. It's not some big media tech organization. It's Free Talk Live. So you go to social.freetalklive.com. It's Mastodon, which means it's open source. It's self-hosted. It's federated. So you're connected to other Mastodons all around the planet, and you get a lot more freedom to express yourself. We were talking in the first hour, for those of you just tuning in, about Meghan McCain. Normally, I wouldn't bring this person up because she's a piece of garbage, like her father. But apparently, a couple days ago, on August 25th, it was the anniversary of John McCain's death, and the good folks over at the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire posted Happy Holidays and an image of Meghan McCain crying over what is presumably John McCain's casket. And it stirred up a bit of controversy. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I think they ought to set a day aside at least once a year to celebrate the deaths of all these neocons and all these warmongers. I think it's a great thing. It's a celebration, man, as far as I'm concerned. These people do nothing for us. And I'm sick and tired of the whole divide between the Republicans and the demon rats. It's all of them against us.
What day do you think that holiday should be? The first thing that comes to mind for me, if we're going to celebrate, you know, the death of tyrants, the first day that popped into my head is
420, Hitler's birthday.
I was thinking, what do they call it? It's the day that you know you've worked all year long, and then now you've paid your taxes.
Tax Freedom Day.
Tax Freedom Day. Yeah, I think that
changes, of course, depending on the tax
that
burden.
Works for me.
How about November 5th? Remember the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot.
John,
what
anything else?
Think about the 420, April 20th, Hitler's
birthday.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, 420 is a happy day. I mean,
I guess. All right.
It's not the day Hitler died. That's his birthday. So
the day he was born. Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to make clear, I'm not saying it's a happy day because Hitler was born. It's a happy day because 420 is a cannabis holiday.
Yeah,
it's the most well. There may still be some people in the audience that don't know what 420
just
is in reference
to.
Just
so you
to.
Know,
yeah,
we are in support of cannabis.
There's anti-Hitler.
Yes.
There's probably somebody out there right now growing a plant of marijuana, but like has tied the leaves into the swastika or something.
Honestly, that's got to be like the one trope I've never like heard worked into a like one of the brand names of this strain of cannabis.
What were you saying there, John?
Afghani Kush or whatever. No, right. I was saying, I think a lot of people that smoke, I don't think people really realize that 420 Hitler's birthday.
Anyway. No.
You'd have to be paying close attention to history a little bit.
They probably also don't realize 420 was the day of the Columbine High School shooting.
Right.
A lot of crazy things happened on 420 historically if you dig deep into it.
I bet you that's true of every day.
Stuff happens historically every day. Yeah. So, I mean,
John, thanks, man, for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. The number 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Mehdi. He's in Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, so, hey, guys, how are things?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to say, recently, Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan, and he flat out said that FBI told him something was coming down the pipe or something like that, mm-hmm. and he said it met the pattern. So he said, unlike Twitter, that shut down the, Hunter Biden crack pipe laptop story, whatever,
right.
that it was a real thing. He said that FBI told us that what we did, he said, is we shut down the circulation of it. Which means Twitter, then, obviously, why did they shut it down? Probably,
the FBI
told them
to
stop this. So isn't that, first of all, isn't that fascism, number one, the merger of state and business?
Yep, sure is.
And two, even if it wouldn't have changed the election result, isn't it bad that they were even trying to change the election result? And I'm not a Trumper. Let me just make that flat out clear.
Sure.
He's a war criminal. I'm not a Trumper for anyone listening.
Yeah, they're obviously trying to manipulate people, obviously, and obviously trying to influence the election. I mean, clearly that's what they were trying to do by sidelining that news story.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mehdi?
That's just what I said. And the way he said it like it's saying, like it's just a normal thing.
Just a matter of fact. Oh, yeah, the FBI comes in all the time. They tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I mean, it figures, because if you look at these people, they shake in their little booties as soon as, like, anyone in the government, like, mentions that they might need to talk about anything to them, like, especially when they get, you know, called before Congress to talk about something. Like, they are very well aware that these people can make them out of a job real quick.
They can destroy them. They're a criminal gang.
And the only businesses, at least in the geographic area known as the United States of America, that are not in some way fascist are those that exist in the black market specifically, and perhaps some in what we call the gray market.
Yeah, I would say that it is impossible to avoid fascism in a corporatist structure.
Right.
I mean, a corporation by its nature is a part of government. You have a government legal shield in order to operate as a corporation. And as such, the government tells you what to do. That's fascism.
Right.
You have combined government and private enterprise.
And Facebook has admitted as much. We know, of course, all of the banks are, you know, guilty as well, particularly the central bankers specifically, definitely, you know, fascism. And people are like, capitalism has failed. No, fascism has failed, because capitalism we have never seen it, really, unless you're deeply involved in the black market or your
cronyism.
That depends on what you mean by capitalism, because unfortunately that's one of those words that has completely different meanings to different people.
I agree.
One set of people look at capitalism as free market.
That's me.
And another set of people look at capitalism as wealthy interests controlling government.
That's not me.
So that form of capitalism is firmly established.
But what I'm saying is that form of capitalism isn't. It's fascism.
Well, I mean, the
early corporate control, or government-controlled corporations, corporations controlling governments, both of those things are fascist.
I'm with Peekless on this one. I don't use the term capitalism because I'm not real sure what it means, because there's so much confusion out there.
Free market.
I like free market. It means
opposite things to different people. And, I mean, to be fair, early popularization of the term was by the Marx and the communists and all of that. So, like, it originally became very popular because of that, with that meaning. Now, the meaning has mostly shifted for most people to sort of be like, well, capitalism, that's what we have in America. And communism is what they had in the USSR. All right.
Hey, thanks, Mehdi, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I also think free market doesn't necessarily mean capitalism. because you're free to try whatever kind of economic system you want to, as long as it's voluntary. So you want to have yourself a commune?
That's fair.
Have a commune. As long as everybody there is consenting, that's totally cool.
Yeah, in a voluntary society, all of that would be allowed as long as you don't force anybody to your preference.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately the capitalist types would win out the day because, you know, that system seems to work a lot better. But more coming up here. It is Free Talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Black Saturday show. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. It doesn't have to be about the monster and the monster's daughter, John and Meghan McCain.
Dare we say mini monster?
John, of course, passed away in 2018, and the world's a better place because fewer warmongering, horrible human beings, psychopaths existing is a good thing for mankind. But we still need to have people come to that conclusion because there's still way too many people out there that think this guy deserves some sort of shred of respect.
Including his daughter, very specifically.
Well, obviously she does, but there's a shocking number of people who should know better that want to pander to these people. And that's what was really revealed here in the last 48 hours since the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire posted an image of Meghan McCain crying over her dad's coffin with the words Happy Holidays written above it, and set off a firestorm of controversy, even having Meghan McCain respond by retweeting not once but several times. We read the first three, and here's another one. This is what she said about it. This photo is the most pain I've ever been in, physically, emotionally, worse than any moment of childbirth. I thought it was going to kill me, but I didn't, and it made me the woman I am today. I am made of steel. To anyone who feels like I did here, it passes, I truly promise. And just like to remind Meghan McCain that her father had bombs dropped on human beings, so if she thought it was painful to cry over her dad's coffin, well, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people have had to do the very same thing, but also put their father into the coffin, also pick up his ragged, lifeless body from the ground, or fathers picking up their children's ragged, lifeless body or parts of it. Somebody posted,
which I gotta say, in my opinion, is necessarily worse.
Picking up your children's body?
Yeah. Burying your child is not the way things are supposed to go.
Right. But that happens.
Like, don't get me wrong. Burying your parent isn't pleasant if you have any kind of relationship with them, but it is kind of expected in just the way of life.
Right.
There was video that Bonnie, one of our co-hosts, she posted recently. I don't know who originally put it up, but it was like security camera footage from inside some sort of Middle Eastern shop. And you can see there's people in the shop, and they're looking out the front windows. They're obviously staying in there for a reason. They're probably jets going over or something. Something's going on out there. We don't get that perspective, but they seem to be kind of hiding out in the store, and there's kids in there. And at some point, a missile strikes right next to the front of the store, and then when the smoke clears, you can see the carnage in this footage. It's pretty horrifying. One guy that's still breathing is kind of crawling away and leaving a trail of blood. The kids are apparently dead. And this woman had a tough time at a funeral. Meghan McCain cried at a funeral. It was the hardest day of her life. There's more. She tweets again. How I survived the grief. God, friends, family, intense therapy, medication. People die all the time. I'm not trying to take away,
especially when Meghan McCain has a say in the matter.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take away that it is difficult for a lot of people when they lose a loved one. There's no doubt about that. But your experience, Ms. McCain, is not uncommon, right? And a lot of people are able to understand that death is part of life and know that if you had a loved one who had a brain tumor, for instance, it's probably a blessing in disguise. Somebody that's perhaps going to be in a terminal state, in a difficult place physically. Sometimes death is the best thing that can happen for somebody like that. But regardless, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So why not just come to grips with that? I don't understand all of the, the caterwauling that goes on about this.
It's for attention.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100% for attention. Like, why else would she retweet this thing?
Several times. I think we're up to number six.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the defining quality of the modern world is it is the victory of the victim. The victim is the highest possible thing that you can be in our society. It is the people who deserve the most attention, the most care, the most resources, the least criticism, the least scrutiny of their actions and their motivations. And, oh, look, I got an opportunity to be more of a victim. Let me retweet that over and over and over again.
When people die, their deaths are handled in different ways. And I've always appreciated the people that say, you know what, when I die, throw me a party. I don't want to have some awful wake and people viewing a casket and crying and, you know.
That's what I say.
Hey, the wake is actually the party.
Right, that's what we're saying. Right. It was like
accurate terminology is important.
Sorry, I didn't know what a wake was. I thought that was the whole thing where people are crying.
No, that's the funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. The wake.
The procession. The reception. Yeah. But the wake is the shindig. Like the Irish have it right.
You should
have a wake, a party to celebrate. Like when
celebrate
I die,
the life
yeah.
Of
when
person.
I die, I don't want people. I don't want a funeral.
No.
Right. I want a party. Throw a party. Yeah. Be like. Captain was a party dude. Throw a party.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. This is what he would have wanted. That kind of thing. I'm going to skip. She's got more. I mean, she posts two or three more times. I'm going to skip to the last one here because it's all about her grief. The other ones are all about her grief.
Me.
And then in the last one, she says, also, it's truly a mystery why no one ever takes libertarians and their failure of a pseudo-political party seriously. And then she's got the little winky guy with the tongue sticking out at that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Weird.
So the good news is, Megan, we've got people here in New Hampshire who are like the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, who support the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is on the rise as far as its relevance within the libertarian movement, and for good reason. They are one of the few libertarian parties out there that really sticks to principle. Now, more of them have come in this direction in recent years, mm-hmm. and even the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire was bad on imaging in the recent past. It barely even existed a decade ago, and now they've really kind of revved things up, and they've done a great job. But one of the most important takeaways from this whole situation has been the filtering effect. There have been a bunch of people who should know better, people who call themselves libertarians and generally seem to be fairly decent libertarians, who have wrung their hands about this publicly. Oh, how could you? How could the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire scrape so low as to make fun of this warmongering C-word?
Yeah, and I got to say, to all of the monsters out there, brace yourselves. This is the beginning.
What do you mean by that?
The Libertarian Party finally got its act together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're tired
nationally,
of...
Nationally.
Yeah, well, nationally, and as a result, a lot of the state parties have also gotten their act together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of this, like, beating around the bush and sort of trying to be on both sides of the fence, that's over with. We're done with that. We are going to be bold in our messaging, mm-hmm. and we're going to be effective. And... brace yourself, because this is going to keep happening. We will continue to disrespect all of the monsters that are causing genocide throughout the world, and we're just going to get better at it.
I love that, the idea of disrespecting the system, because I think that's one of the key differences.
Yes.
It's a key schism in the libertarian movement. There's the people who are the appeasers, who want to be buddies with the system to try to change it from the inside. And then there's those that, yeah, they're willing to run for office, but they don't respect the process or their other candidates in the other parties.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The potential for a radiation leak near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is getting the attention of both the Ukrainians and Russians. It's Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near it are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things aren't as grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Rum Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put into place by the county sheriff. This is USA Radio News. Have you driven a Ford lately? It will cost you more next year for one model.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for a flood. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase their patrols to protect property. Facebook's parent company reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing it of feeding its users information to a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show continuing here. Phones are open as always if you want to join us. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass. And I want to make sure that you know that there is a Crypto 6 movie being worked on. Well, hopefully. I guess they're looking to raise some money to producers. It's a Mexican film crew that came up here several months ago and did some shooting about the whole Crypto 6 situation, which for those of you that don't know what that is.
That is filming. They didn't really do any shooting.
Shooting video.
For those that don't know what that is, it is the situation where the FBI, you know, those trustworthy folks, came into our studio at 6 in the morning and the homes of multiple co-hosts and friends of the show raided and arrested 6 people. And that is an insane situation where they're trying to put Aria and I, who are the two remaining, basically, that are going to go to trial at this point, put us away in prison cells for the rest of our lives for completely victimless financial quote-unquote crimes. So there's a film that could be made out of this, a documentary film. You can go to movie.freetalklive.com. You can see the trailer for it there.
I know you can't really talk about the case, but there was a pretty great write-up, I think, in the Keene Sentinel of all places, that outlined sort of the whys about the motions that were filed recently with regards to a recent Supreme Court ruling about how laws get made and how that affects the Crypto 6 case. The article itself was rather factual and wasn't like a smear piece at all.
Good.
I think they maybe had a new writer, or they mistakenly didn't put any slant on the article or something. But I was blown away by like the amount of factual information that made me feel like the case is, you know, could take a turn depending on the findings of these motions.
So I have a quick question on that matter. So the money that was transmitted that they're accusing anyway, the money they're referring to, is that U.S. dollars, is that cryptocurrency, or is that both? Like which are they referring to as money in the accusation?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right?
Yeah. We won't know until they put their case on.
Right? That's because to my mind, cryptocurrency has never officially been admitted to be money.
Well, now that's going to be an interesting discussion that will have to happen during the trial. But, yeah, that's another interesting viewpoint on this. But, yeah, you can go to movie.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about it there and see the trailer. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Hey, guys. Peace and good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, how many times can I suck your neck before you slap my face? All right, let's not go.
I'm not sure what you just said, but I don't want you to say it again. Go right ahead. What were you calling about tonight?
He was talking about vampires.
Oh, he said suck your blood. Okay, I wasn't sure if I
also misheard that.
Oh, it was neck. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay.
It sounded like something else, but go ahead, sir. What were you calling about?
You know the roulette wheel of my mind rolls quickly. Sometimes I'm like the captain. Things just jump in my head and roll off my tongue. My filter lacks.
All right, man. Just remember, we're on the radio. What were you calling about tonight?
I know. I do. I've only been dumped once or twice. I think I've done pretty well.
Like half a dozen times.
All right. What were you calling about tonight, Major?
Well, you guys were talking about warmongers. And I'm going to take you all the way from the birth of the Texas Rangers to the death of John Kennedy. But what I want y'all to keep in mind is this conspiracy theories that we've all been told are hoo-ha. Even Alex Jones has been true 95% of the time, dude. Right? Okay, now, so let's go to the Texas Rangers. And George Herbert Walker Bush. Herbert Walker was the captain of the Texas Rangers. And there was a problem with the pistols they was packing at that time. They had like a little sliding wedge gizmo that attached the barrel to the chassis. And if you're riding along chasing Comanches or getting shot at by Comanches, and you drop that little wedge, you're screwed. So they came up. Him and Colt came up with a new pattern of pistol where they had a lug locking device on the barrel that doubled as a ball pusher and held the pin in place that held the cylinder centered on the trigger, right?
There's a joke
so
in there somewhere.
So there was no part to drop. But this takes us all back to old political street cred and how George Herbert Walker Bush earned his original badge of honor. I'm going to go Alex Jones on you here. When JFK was shot, the trajectory of the bullet that caught him in the neck was coming from downhill, not up on the grassy knoll.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, they are prone to deluges of water. So the culvert system is enough room for a man to stand in and be a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert Walker Bush was the shooter of JFK.
Really?
Oh, bold move, Cotton.
I got to disagree with you on that one. So you're right about the upward angle. It actually wasn't a bullet because it was a shotgun.
Really?
Yeah. So I studied the JFK assassination thing for quite a while and noticed like, okay, here's where the official story always overlaps. One of which is like they always do the like one frame at a time of the Zapruder film. And the thing is, by examining the individual frames, you avoid the most important piece of information from that film, which is the rate. Because if you actually watch the original, the rate of it shows that the car almost stops. So the driver was absolutely in on that thing. Mm. So, like, I mean, for one thing, like,
it's a lot easier to hit a stationary target.
Right, right. So, I mean, for one thing, if you're a getaway driver of any kind, you don't keep looking behind you. Like, you jam on the gas and try not to hit things getting out of there.
Mm.
Whereas that driver repeatedly looks back over his shoulder because he's got to find out whether or not he has to play his part. And there was then and is now a mark on the asphalt where he had to come to a near complete stop right in front of that drainage ditch thing that goes.
So you believe what Major Payne is saying is that someone shot from a drainage ditch?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things, so like the
why wasn't it H.W. Bush?
Why wasn't it H.W. Bush?
Right.
Because it was actually just this teenage kid that did it. So if you want to look into all of the, like, the whole detail of this thing gets laid out in JFK to 9/11.
Hmm.
And
who's the teenage kid? Was he another Patsy or something?
I forget what his name is, but he was just this, you know, this young, tough, this little ruffian who was, you know, getting in with the mafia and trying to,
you mean
know,
the federal
prove
government?
Himself. No. The non-monopoly.
The actual
mafia
yeah. was involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So specifically on this one, the money came from the oil companies. All of the intelligence work and the planning came from the CIA, and the actual shooters themselves, the assassins, were contacted by the La Cosa Nostra, the Italian mafia, Sicilian mafia, which had direct contact with the CIA, and the army before that. So what had happened, World War II, their instructions were to undermine all of the fascist power bases. But the only effective way of doing that was to get power from the fascist government back to the mafia. And that's when the U.S. Army had developed those contacts in the first place. And, well, the U.S. military never let those contacts go away because they were terribly useful.
Wow. I had never heard of the whole Colbert story before.
Y'all mofos put me to shame.
I don't know much about it at all. Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it, Major Payne. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Yeah, one of the big tells is in the Hollywood movie, they repeated like a mantra, back into the left, back into the left. Where did that come from? Back into the left. Wrong. Up into the left, because he was shot from below.
Maybe that's where they saw America going after it happened.
Yeah. Which is why his head exploded, was because it was a shotgun, not a regular bullet.
Why would they give a kid a shotgun? How close was this kid?
It was because he was the last ditch effort, and it was about like 2 meters.
In a ditch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last ditch ever.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160, and you can join us here. Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, yes indeed, and we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss here on this radio program. There's actually news that we can get to as well, which I know, Captain, you wanted to talk about a situation developing out in Los Angeles where they may be forcing hotels to take in homeless people. Do you want to get into that story? Plus, a secretive meeting happened recently with some banker types. No?
Not secretive.
Was it published, unpublished?
It was definitely published and announced, and they had, like, televised...
Really?
Yeah, they had one at 10 o'clock on the 26th.
So. Some sort of meeting of bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You're going to tell us about that, Peakless, when we get the chance. But first, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. First up, Sarah is on the line in thank goodness she's not in New Hampshire. New Mexico. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just so excited that I know that New Mexico is going to follow suit with California. We're going to be one of those states that are going to be partied up to make all the cars electric, because we've always been pumped up for electric charging stations and parking spaces and all that.
Hey, Sarah,
years before.
How do they make the electric batteries for those cars?
Slave labor?
I don't know. I guess they do it in China, you know, but...
I think a lot of the you should look it up, because a whole bunch of fossil fuels are burned.
Well, right. Also, aren't a lot of the chemicals that they use in the batteries brought about through, like, basically slave labor in Africa?
I believe so.
Like,
yes, there's something to that.
Recall correctly. So
it's
also
part of why there was a war in Afghanistan, was because that's where most of the lithium deposits that we wanted to get to were.
But that's all okay with you, right, Sarah?
And here's the thing. So, like, okay, you're using less oil, but, okay, where do you think electricity comes from? Because we aren't allowed to make nuclear power, so a huge amount of that is coming from coal.
Yep.
So you just have coal-powered cars.
But not here in New Mexico. We got so much sunshine that we have solar-powered electricity.
Yeah, do you know how solar panels are built? Again, solar panel creation requires a significant amount of petrochemicals in order to work. Like, all of this is coming from oil, Sarah.
Okay, here's the thing. That whatever that pollution that you're talking about with batteries and solar cells, all that is a minuscule to the percentage of the air pollution that get polluted from gasoline cars. So, yeah, you know, it's a small...
air pollution coming from coal-fired electricity plants is pretty bad, too.
It sounds like Sarah's against pollution. And if that's true, then Sarah should, in theory, be against the one organization that is the largest polluter on planet Earth.
The U.S. military?
Correct.
Well, of course. That's why I always say that I'm entitled to my ADT and disability check, because what they waste on me, what they pay me, and then $7 billion, what they give to Ukrainian wars, they spend like half of the taxes on the war effort. You know what I mean?
And so, Sarah, what you're saying is you're anti-war?
Well, I mean, haven't you figured out? Why do I want war?
But wait, aren't you in favor of the Russian government invading Ukraine?
Well,
then you're not anti-war.
Certainly not.
Well, you know, I'm more concerned about the U.S. starting wars.
Oh, so it's totally okay for the Russian military to go and burn fossil fuels in order to kill peaceful people in other parts of the world. That's fine by you?
Well, it's to instill in socialism.
Oh, as long as the reason is what you agree with, then killing people
justify the means.
It totally
doesn't matter how much blood it takes, as long as we get our communist utopia.
Well, they force you into it.
That's what they have to do. They have to force you into communism, because sane people would not join communism on their own volition.
Well, if they knew what it was about. But I wanted to go back to our state.
No, they still wouldn't join, because most people who are sane understand the value of property, and they understand that it's a good idea for humans to respect property rights, so people can have things and do things with those things, put them to use, build new things from them, build businesses that have never existed before, offer innovative products and services to the market to make things better, rather than relying on a bunch of centralized bureaucracies to try to figure things out. Most people understand that freedom works, and forcing people against their will is counter to, you know, sort of the nature of humanity. But you don't understand that, Sarah, because you've always lived off the largesse of others. You've always been a mooch.
Well, the thing about it is that the capitalism, if it's unchecked, if they're not unbound, they become like our landlords. They become so greedy. The property
hang on.
Hold on, Sarah.
I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. When you say capitalism, what do you mean? Like, you're like, capitalism, if unchecked, well, wait, what if it wasn't checked?
For example, the real estate market, look at the way it is now. The rent is so high, you can't own a house because they're so greedy. It's capitalism.
No.
So where everybody's getting thrown out on their
No, housing is one of the most regulated markets that we have.
Sorry, Sarah. The rental rates are going up because housing prices are going up because the government, the central government that you love so much, is printing out trillions of dollars, and that is meaning that the prices of everything is going up. And, you know, this is basic economics. No, it's not. Printing money is not capitalism.
No, so running over.
Sorry, you're just wrong.
Okay. So when you say capitalism, do you mean like just the transfer of money without government intervention? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, the ownership of property, you said. Okay, they own the property. They're going to make the prices of the houses whatever they want.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Everybody else, wages.
That's not how it works.
Here's the thing, Sarah. If you try and sell something for more than people are willing to pay for it, then you don't sell it. So they can't actually put any price they want to on it.
Right. If I tried to sell this $200,000 house for $700,000, it's never going to sell because the market understands it's not worth that. So no one in their right mind would pay that price. Sarah, you just don't understand basic economics and how prices are set and how people come to agreements on things, because you've never had to worry about the price of things. You just spend other people's money.
So do you think capitalism works so well? We got like 2 million homeless people or more.
I think free markets work well. We don't have free markets.
Yeah. And also, the marketplace is the system where mankind can not only serve his fellow man, but also do well in the process, rather than any other system, which requires death and destruction and murder and all that fun stuff, because you're just trying to take what other people have.
And since you mentioned the homeless problem, one of the and in the context of the housing, one of the biggest problems with housing is that you have incredibly high standards that have to be met.
So building standards,
right,
you mean?
Exactly. So you can't make just sort of a cheap, shoddy thing that is, you know, better than nothing, that will get someone off the streets.
Keep the rain
someone,
out.
Right. Give someone a rudimentary home where they can, build on that to where they can afford something that's a little less shoddy and then a little less shoddy. None of those low steps are legally allowed.
Right. And so that means that people with very limited or no income can't even afford to buy or live in a tiny home. And we all know that that would be the step that's missing right now. And it is missing precisely, as you say, because of government regulations.
And even if you're building it to these high standards, you still end up having to grease the palms of a bunch of politicians, or else you won't be allowed to build.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. She did mention the term, if left unchecked. And this is the kind of the fear-mongering that comes around with the idea of free markets. It's like, whoa, we can't just let people be free. We got to have a government bureaucracy out there to make sure to check these actors in the market.
People can't be allowed to make their own decisions.
They could hurt somebody. A house could fall in upon itself. We have to have a bureaucrat that comes around and makes sure that everything's okay, and you have to pay him, and he writes out pieces of paper. But what about the houses? I mean, they could fall in. Somebody's electricity could, the electrical wires could catch fire. There's all these dangers, Captain. I mean,
those things could happen with government regulation.
And it's worth pointing out.
And probably do more frequently.
You know, since she started this whole thing in sort of an environmental bend, here's the reason that we have all these environmental problems is because no one's allowed to effectively bring anything to court over environmental degradation. Mm-hmm. And that's an unfortunate part of the legal tradition that we inherited from England. They decided that it was for the greater good that all of these industrial plants pollute the air to the point where people are literally dying, and you can't bring them to court for that. And since we inherited that, no one has been effectively able to really bring these to court so that we can solve these problems.
The other thing is, the check on the market is the market. It's the other people out there. The buyer beware. Captain, you're interested in buying a home right now. You've got to do certain inspections, not because you have to do them, but because it's good for you.
To know what you're getting into.
You'd be dumb not to. Right, and insurance companies also won't insure you unless you...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.